Blog Talk Radio.
Come on!
and clap. Put your hands together and clap. Hallelujah. Right now, your bed could be your cooling board. But it's not. This is your comfortable bed. This is your wherever you're at. You are still alive. If you have breath in your body, everything that has breath should praise the Lord. It's good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your hands together and clap. Put the rocks crying out on my behalf. Don't want any rocks. No. On my behalf, I want to be able to stand up with the time he's given me and give him praise. Give him praise. He's gave you talents. What you going to do with it? Are you going to return to him with your talents buried? Hallelujah. Take those talents and praise God with them. Put your hands together and clap. This is worthy. He's holy. Hallelujah. I shout out. That gets me fired up. Fired up, fired up. So I'm fired up, filled with the Holy Ghost, anointed from the Lord Jesus Christ, know what my purpose in life is, know what my calling in life is, and that is to preach the good news to you. So what is your problem? What do you need? What do you need prayer for? What can I intercede with you with today? This is the time. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. There is no better feeling in the world to know what your destiny is, to know what your purpose in life is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Call up on me. You can call in here at the Blog Talk at 646-652-4916. It is I, Evangelist Von Dumas. I am your host. And, yes, we got fired up with the show just an hour ago, and God ain't through with it yet. So I'm back again. Here we are back again strong. So God bless you and keep you. We're going to go ahead and start with our prayer, and then we're going to go straight into our scripture. And from there, we're going into the Word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the all most powerful, high God, the God that is able to touch each and every one of us and wake us up out of the midst of our slumbering sleep, dear Father, the God who is able to look throughout the wars and the countries that are, have rumors of wars, through houses that are going through turmoil right now, the one that can give peace to the one that's in a battle right now, the one that can give comfort to the families who are mourning right now, the grief that feels like it's overtaking you, but the comfort is down right through the hand. Feel it right now. That same God, his hand is touching you with comfort right now. The same God who has the arms of protection around us, dear Father, through our finances, dear Father, for the ones that are jobless. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We come to you in prayer. We come to you, dear Father, just being obedient, dear Father. Just open up our hearts and our minds to tell someone that you are a Jesus, you are our God that can save anybody, dear Father. And we ask, dear Father, that you just let me decrease. And as I move aside, I ask you to step inside of me where you live and you dwell, dear Father, and you become big in me. And, dear Father, let your people hear your word the way that they need to hear it for every situation they're in, personally, individually, right now, in the name of Jesus. And we proclaim right now that this is a new start, a fresh start, a new beginning for somebody right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the power in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Again, that call-in number is 646-652-4916. 646-652-4916. Thank you for everyone that's in the chat room. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Let's go ahead, and we're going to start out today by doing our scripture. We have Sister LaMeka who's going to go ahead and get us on the scripture today. All right. You ready? Go for it. Hello? Come on, sister. Let's go ahead and do the scripture.
Sure, it's
Psalm 91. There we go. All right.
All right, this is Psalm 91, and I'm reading out of the NIV version. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the reader and for everyone who's going to do of the word as has been taught just today. 91. Again, sister, I do appreciate that from the depth of my heart. God bless you.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. 91, Psalms 91. Some good stuff in there for everyone. Someone right now needs to know that he will deliver you and he's going to honor you, even though the works that you're doing may not look like everyone is overlooking it right now, and they're not seeing the good works that you're doing, but God wants you to know that he will deliver you and he will put you to the place where you need to be. And as long as you're honored by God, that's the most important thing. It doesn't matter what man, if man is ignoring you, but man can't stop you from getting anywhere that you need to be. And if God honors you, then you're honored indeed. If God separates you from the world and puts you to where he wants you to be, that's because of his doing and his will. And he said he will be with you in your time of trouble. Anyone need someone to be with them in their time of trouble? I pray. I had a young lady who was speaking to me today, and she said she feels like that she's always there for everyone else in their time of trouble. She said, but when it's her in time of trouble, she just hurts so bad because it feels like that no one is ever there for her in her times of trouble. Hallelujah. And I had to remind the young sister and just tell her, this is just a learning lesson. This is just a stepping stone that I don't care how popular you may think that you are, or how many friends that you may think that you have, how many people that run around you and say that they're your friend and they may love you, God is not going to allow anyone to come more important to you than him. And what a valuable time to learn that in your life at a young age while you're in your 20s. If you can get that concept under your belt that there is no one that you ever meet in this lifetime, no one that can come close to the love that God is going to give you. He is wanting to be beside you at all times. He's wanting to walk with you. He's wanting to talk with you. He's wanting to share with you. He's there in the good times. He sees you through the bad times. He carries you when you cannot go on. He will never lie on you. He will never scandalize your name. He will never go back and talk about and tell you your secret. But he said he will hide you and he will cover you in your times of weakness. He'll be there for you. He'll protect you. And that's who he is. Why? He says in verse 14, because he loves you. He loves you, says the Lord. He said, and because I love you, I will rescue you. I will protect you, for he acknowledges my name. He said, you acknowledge my name. I'm going to protect you. You're the one who's sending the word out. You're going to and fro to make sure that the world knows about me, that they hear, that they know that Jesus loved them.
So I'm going to protect you. When everybody else was going out to do the wrong things, when everybody else was joining a bandwagon and doing what the world was doing, he said, but you stood alone. And you looked weird, and they talked about you, but you said, oh, I'm fine. It's all good because it's all God. He said, so I'm going to deliver you, and I'm going to protect you. Hallelujah. And I love it when he tells us also that he knows our future. So he tells us that I know that it's going to feel like everyone's coming against you. This is exactly what the sister had today. God bless you. Catty Jean, this is for you. That 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. So regardless of what you're feeling like right now, regardless of how closed in you're feeling right now, I come to remind you that there is hope. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, because God said they will not harm you. If you dwell in the shelter of the Most High, then you have the ability that you can rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That's where I'm at right now, you guys. I'm just resting in the shadow of the Almighty. Why? Because I do dwell in the shelter of the Most High. He dwells within me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Psalms 21. Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Put it in your heart. I need someone. I feel like you know who it is. You need to carry that around with you for a month or so. This is going to be something that's going to lift you up in some bow-down times. And for those who are high right now and you don't see any lows in your life, hold on to that. Psalms 91, nothing just happens. God gives you the word for such a season, for your season. Nothing just happens. God bless you all and God keep you all. Again, praying for Sister Lori Greckin. She's fighting that battle. She's a soldier, guys, and she's on that battlefield, and she's fighting hard. She was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer about 2 years ago, maybe a little bit longer than that. And sister has been fighting continuously, and just the most beautiful woman, just a smile on her face. She's got a joke and a heart. She travels back and forth. She teaches the leadership classes in 6 different states. She flies here and there, and she's still fighting, and she's had all kind of bad results, but she still fights, and she still has the spirit. And she went back today, and she's been in stage 4 for a while, and she went back to the doctor today, and we did not get the report that we was looking for. And that report said that it is 2 more spots now on her lungs, and she has other spots on her liver. And she just sent out the word just to touch everyone in our company in all the 6 states. For anyone who believes that God is a healer, she said, I just reach out and let everybody know to. Now, if you don't believe, don't join on board. But if you're a believer, and if you have a direct line and a relationship with Jesus Christ, then we ask you to join on board praying for the healing of Lori Greckin in Illinois, in Bloomington, Illinois. Because she said, I want you to know I'm not through yet. God's not finished with me yet. I'm still fighting. She said, I will fight until I draw my last breath. God haven't told me to give up yet. I know this is what they said, that this is an incurable disease, but maybe it is. But I'm not giving up yet. She said, God is not through with me yet. So now if you have a relationship and your prayers can get through, it means you've already had this relationship built. We ask you to pray for Lori. We never know when it's going to be us in need of prayer because we pray daily, whether we believe it or not. So we ask you to pray for Sister Lori. Lori, I'm here with you. I got your back. I thank you, Jesus, for meeting such a woman. A fresh start. We all need a fresh start. And we get those fresh starts in different ways, whether on this side or whether in eternity,
present with the body, with absent with the body and present with our Lord. A fresh start. Anybody just need a fresh start? There's many people who would just, you know, was holding on, just waiting to the new year, because you look back and you say, whew, I've had to shake off some things in the old year, and they just want a fresh start. Is that you? And some say, I may have had a great year, but now that I'm in the new year, different things may be going on or happening, and I just need a fresh start. I made it through one day, and the day was hectic. I need a new, fresh start. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving us for our sins and for giving us the precious, precious gift of new mercies each and every day. He's not going to come to you today and say, well, Vaughn, I blessed you on yesterday. You know, Vaughn, I forgave you of your sins yesterday. Vaughn, I gave you yesterday. I gave you breath all day long, and you did nothing with that day. But I forgave you. Now, I can't forgive you today. But his mercy is new every day. Every day he gives us an opportunity to receive his new mercies. And we will repent of our sins only if we repent of our sins and we receive his new mercies each and every day. So when we stand before him, we have no excuses. Because if we were alive, the Bible tells us that everything that has a breath should be praising him. So when we get before him and all the rocks and the mountains and the trees and the grass is crying out holy and they're praising his name, don't stand there with a bowed down head because the rocks are praising him for you. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. Hallelujah. I am in his image. I will praise the Lord. At the beginning of each year, you just can't help but think about new beginnings, new beginnings. As we have our sword, for the sake of time, I ask you to write down the scriptures that you're going to need to dwell on that God has given to you. This is me, just a vessel, Evangelist Vaughn Dumas. But this is the word of God that he is using me to speak to you. Hear the word of God. Philippians 3:13 and 14. Again, Philippians 3, that's in the New Testament, 13 and 14. It says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So again, forgetting those things which are behind. Somebody needs to forget some people that's behind right now. Somebody needs to look behind them and leave that behind. Leave that situation behind. Somebody is being pulled away from a job, but they praying every day, may I keep this position. And God is telling you, you need to leave that behind. And you're not going to just leave the things behind. But he said, if you could just find a way to let go of that. He said, but I don't see anything else different in my future. I don't see anyone else standing there that's going to be with me. And I don't want to be alone. At least I'm with somebody. I don't want to be jobless. At least I have a job. Hallelujah. But he said, if you would just forget those things which are behind and start reaching forward to those things which are ahead, even though you may not see them right now. Set a goal. What is your goal? When is the last time you set some goals? When is the last time you tried to achieve the goal? Setting the goals is just something to do. But you got to achieve. And you can only achieve by reaching out to them. So it says reaching. You got to reach. It lets you know that it's not going to be easy. But you got to reach forward to those things which are ahead of you. And I press towards the goals. That means even though it gets hard and there's some stumbling blocks, he said you got to press towards the goal. Why? Because there is a prize. For the prize of the upward call. to know my calling, you say. Yeah, I want to know my purpose, you say. Well, again, Philippians 3, 13 and 14 tells us, if you press towards those goals, for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ is there waiting for you. You reach that goal, set another goal. Don't just bear and put the nails in Jesus' hands again by disrespecting the talents he's given to you. And if he breathes, if he still has breath in your body, don't sit by and watch other people live life. Get up and press and do something. Get out here. Make a difference in life. I just love that verse. Leaving the things behind. And that is so hard to do sometimes. But he's always reminded me that I put your feet pointing forward in front of you. Your heels is behind you. Even your heels have to follow you. Your shadow has to follow you. To me, when you can do that, that's a new year. It's not the New Year's verse that you have to repeat to yourself. It's what Paul was saying. He said, maybe I didn't finish everything last year, but what differences does that make if I didn't finish everything last year? I'm moving forward, people. I'm moving forward to the things that are ahead of me this year. This year. That's what I'm moving forward to. Hallelujah. I've seen too many people get discouraged or get disappointed by the previous year's failures. Do you know that that's just a trick of the enemy? To hold you back, to hold you down. And they continuously talk about, I had an opportunity years ago to play professional ball. I had the opportunity to get that job. I had the opportunity to marry that person. Hallelujah. But I messed it up. I didn't. For whatever reason, I didn't. Don't fall into that trap. If you're still breathing, check yourself now. You may not be. But if you are still breathing, then this applies to you. Then you're still on a mission to fulfill. You are still on a mission to fulfill all that God has called and assigned you to do. So if you're still breathing and you're sitting back in a pity party, you're not in the will of God. If you're still breathing and you're caught up in some anger that you can't forgive for something that happened to you, that somebody did to you, that somebody said to you, you're not in the will of God. If you are still breathing and you're setting up still knowing that you know that you're supposed to be doing something, you know you're supposed to be a better steward than what you are, and you're still procrastinating, you still haven't got to where you need to be. God has told you to go bless that person. If you still have not picked up the phone, got in your car and drove over there, all of the things that you can give to anybody, you only have them because God gave them to you. He gave them to you to share with others. Don't fall into that failure trap. If you're still breathing, you need to be on an assignment. You are on a mission, and your mission is to fulfill. To fulfill. Fulfill. You will be full of his grace as you fill your mission that God has called you, he's assigned you to do. I can't do your job. You can't walk in my shoes. See, the only way you can fail is if you give up. The only way you can fail is if you give up. Now, Philippians 1 and 6, we're still in Philippians, 1 and 6 tells us that being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He who has done a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Could it be that we are now so shallow because all the different things that we sit and watch go on in the world, Do we get so caught up in that that we forget about who we really are? Could it be? Could it be that you don't see any good works in you any longer? Could it be? Could it be that you may see the good work in you, but you're afraid the world will never be able to acknowledge the goodness of you, the beauty of you? Could it be that you're afraid to let your light shine, so you're hiding it under a lamp? Only you know of the talents that God has given you. Only you know of the beautiful things that you are and you can do. Only you know the word that God has put inside of you that's burning to get out. But only you know. Because you're afraid for whatever reason. But it says being confident. How am I going to be confident, Evangelist? You just don't know. I'm just not that kind of person. I'm not a confident person. We draw and we receive everything from our Father, Yeshua. Hallelujah. So it says being confident of this very thing. I'm confident. And he who has begun a good work in me. And put your name in there. Talk to yourself that he will complete it to the day of Jesus Christ. So forget about yesterday's failures. It's time to press onward. It's a new day with a clean slate. God has gave you a clean slate. Why are you still holding yourself back? God has forgiven you for it. The things that you, why are you still not forgiving yourself? Don't fall into that trap. God has great things ahead of you, for you this year. But right now, this is going to be your best year yet. Do you believe that? Can you receive that? It's the simple thing. It's the simple thing. Let me clarify what I mean about success. Success, I'm talking about real success. I'm not talking about the worldly success. I'm even talking about the mass of religious accomplishment. But I'm talking about success defined as someone that has been tested and proven faithful. Been tested. See, no, we all want to be proven faithful, but we don't want to be. When things get a little hard, we turn away, and we hide. We hide out somewhere. We hide out in our offices. We hide out in our homes. We hide out amongst certain friends because we're afraid to be tested. But success, true success, is defined as anyone who can be tested and proven faithful. I'm talking about those who are trustworthy and have submitted themselves to God's given authority. I'm talking about who have the fruit of the Spirit of God everywhere you look. They're serving God faithfully along with their families. Through the good times, they're serving God. Through the bad times, they're serving God. Hallelujah. Uptown, I know that your name has been scandalized. I know that you've been locked home, but you're going through a test. I know that what it is that you know that God has called you and assigned you to do. I know that you've had no's many times when you turn to open up the doors and you think that this is the way that's going to get me to where God wants me to be in, and the answer is no, and doors are slammed in your face. You're just going to do that. I know you say, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do that. I'm going to lay down that track this year. This is going to be the year. I'm going to sing praises for the Lord. This is the year. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to be a better daughter today. I'm going to be a better mother today. I'm going to reach out to that child that I haven't heard from in years. I'm going to stand up and apologize for being a deadbeat dad, but I'm going to take a position today. I see you in the chat room. God bless you. Serving Yeshua, God bless you. This is your time. You're just going through the test. Are you able to stand the test of time? If you find somebody that you're really attracted to, isn't it amazing how much testing you will go through? How many times that you truly will overlook some things? How many times that you will forgive someone? And you say, well, I love them. So if you love that person that you can see every day, that person can't give you life, or that person can't promise you that they will never hurt you. But why can't we say, but we say that we love God. Why can't we then do the things that he wants us to do? Could it be that we don't know what true love is? Could it be that we need to go to him and ask him to show us his love, that only he can place that love inside of us? Ask him to show me how to submit to your authority. Show me, Jesus, how to receive the fruit of your spirit. I want to be right. Every day that you've given me is a borrowed day. And you could call me home, and I don't want to come home halfway. Oh, when I enter into your presence, I don't want any guilt feelings. I don't want anything to hide. I want to stand with an open heart. I want to stand proud. I want to be in your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. A fresh start. This is your time for a fresh start. Real success. Really success. I'm talking about those people who are carrying out their God-given assignment without sacrificing what really matters. You said, okay, I'm carrying out my God-given assignment, but, you know, in order to do that, I had to go over here and sit and drink with them when it was time to drink. They wouldn't hear from me if I didn't sit there and do these things with me. I'm talking about those who are doing their God-given assignments without sacrificing what really matters. What really matters is for me to stand whole, for me to stand strong. Hear me from the Spirit now. There's something wrong with you if you want to have a drink. If you want to drink at your dinner, if you want to drink. But it is the things that defile the body. See, it's just what you're doing is you're opening up another avenue. And this flesh is weak. And every time you open up another door, that's something that you've got to try now to stay on top of, because it's just another door open. And if a door opens, Satan will walk in and take that just casual drink and turn you into a harlot. And you'll say, what happened? It was just a fun thing. So it's not the things that you do. It's how much you do them. It's how you do it. It's not that you're having that relationship with that man. But you know that he wasn't right. You knew he wasn't godly when you got with him. So that door is open. So Satan will walk in. So now it's harder for you. Do you need more hard things put on you? Jeremiah 29:11 said that he knows the plans he has for you. And they're plans to prosper for you. He wants prosperity for you in all areas of life. Real success. There are definitely common traits among the people that have real success. I want to highlight some things. They may even seem simple. That's because they are. I'm a firm believer that it is most important to complete the basic expected assignments in life. Nowhere in this illustration is more clearly than when we look in the Tanakh in 1 Samuel 15, Saul, which was the king of Israel, was instructed by God to utterly destroy the Amalekites. To make a long story short, Saul almost obeyed the word of the Lord. He almost obeyed. The word is almost. So he decided to spare the king and a few choice sheep and oxen. He thought that somehow he could, you know, he would impress God with a spectacular sacrifice. But that's not what the word had told him. He was told to destroy. He was instructed. The Amalekites. He didn't say, keep a few choice things and set a sacrifice here. But he wanted to show off. And he thought, you know, that this is what I do. So in verse 22, we are again talking about 1 Samuel 15. Verse 22 of the chapter, we find out what God thinks. God said, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offering and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, he tells us.
in case you get the wrong answer. He said, listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. And submission is better than the fat of rams. Hallelujah. Obedience. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Put very simply, God cares more about you doing the basic, expected, God-given assignment than in some type of spectacular sacrifice. It might not be flashy, and it might not get your name and lights here on earth. However, when you obey the voice of God, I believe your name is in the lights of heaven, and God is pleased when you obey his word. In addition, you will be fulfilled. You will be fulfilled. You got to be persistent for your fresh start. You got to be persistent. You got to do the simple things, and you got to be persistent. Let's just jump into it. The first of the five things that we have recognized in successful people is a commitment to prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 instructs us to pray without ceasing. You got to have a commitment to prayer. It is vital important that you do that. The Apostle Paul, he demonstrated the importance of prayer in 1 Corinthians 14:15 when he said, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will always also pray with the understanding. And we should do the same thing, sisters and brothers. We should do the same thing. That same chapter says that when you pray in the Spirit, you strengthen yourself personally. This is a huge key to being successful this year. When you pray in the Spirit, you strengthen yourself personally. So lay aside some time to pray. You've got to have a prayer for life. Pray without ceasing. Something's going to draw your attention. I feel it right now. Satan is already lining up something very good to draw you, get you away from prayer. When you say, I'm going to make sure that this is my time, you got to know. Sister, you can't rely on the flesh. Because you can just say, I'm going to make sure that I start praying more. Okay? The enemy's not afraid of that. When? When are you going to start praying more? You got to set a time. Just like you say, I'm setting my alarm because I have to be at work at this time. Set your time that this is my prayer time. And I'm not going to let nothing stop me because when I pray, I'm being obedient. When I pray, I'm strengthening myself. I'm getting stronger every day. And you know how I feel about doing a self-examination in the mirror. I look at myself straightforward in the mirror, eye to eye, and I investigate, what have I done today? How did you edify the kingdom today? Who did you tell that Jesus is the power and the only love that they may feel in this lifetime? Who did you direct in God's pathways today? Who did you set straight today? And without sacrificing the most important things, the word of God, how did you give them a word that would correct something in our life? Were you bold today? Were you a good daughter today? I love my mother, and I tell her, look at me as your daughter. What is it that I can do today for you? How can I be a better sister, a better friend, a better servant? How can I be a better boss? I don't want to just be on power struck. How can I be a better boss? I give my people opportunities all the time. And they turn it in and honestly, I don't even want to know who said what to who. But what could I do to be a better person to you? How could I, as your leader, be better? Everyone needs to turn around and look. Someone is following you. Whether you're not wanting to be a leader, someone is following you. Where are you leading them to? Where are you leading them to? When you get to heaven, if God says, well done that you've made it, my servant, you know the next thing he's going to ask you? Now, who did you bring with you? Don't show up by yourself. Who did you bring with you? Who did you tell of his word?
How did you make a difference within their life? This is a key, a huge key to being successful this year. And you've got to be hungry for the Word of God. You've got to get hungry for the Word of God. If you're hungry and there's food in your house, you're going to get up and go eat. You've got to get that same hunger for the Word of God. That means you've got to dust off your Bible. That means you've got to find your Bible now, ask for understanding of what you're reading. Because the devil don't mind you reading your Bible. But you've got to ask for understanding. And when you get that understanding, you've got to start doing it. Hallelujah, because if you do nothing, then it makes no difference in your life. It doesn't change anything. So you wasted the breath that he gave you that time. See, the Word of God holds the answers to every question you will ever have in life. We could ever get a clear understanding of that. We will be set free of some of these demonic spirits that are holding us down, strongholds. We'll be able to come out of some of these caves. If we ever get that clear understanding that all of the answers that you're looking for, they're in the Word of God. I love what 2 Timothy tells us. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says about the Word, it says, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and make us realize what is wrong in our lives. Did you know that was in the Bible? Let's continue with it. It says, it corrects us when we are wrong. It said it teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Hallelujah. I just love that. One more time. It says, again, we're looking in the New Testament in 2 Timothy 3, and we'll just read in verse 16 and 17. Join with me. It says all Scripture is inspired by God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel the Holy Spirit up in here. And it said that all Scripture is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and to equip his people to do every good work. Your child not listening to you? Wouldn't this be a great scripture to start teaching your kids why we should be in the Bible, why we should be holding on to the Word of God? Why, Mom? Why, Dad? Because it holds the answer to every question that you ever have in this life. Because it teaches you how to do right. Because it reveals to you when you're doing wrong. And as you look into positioning yourself for success, reading the Word of God consistently is a huge key. You are taught, corrected, prepared, and equipped when you read and study the Word of God. How are you going to hear unless you hear from a preacher? So that means you're going to have to move out from among your four walls, and you've got to go hear from the woman or the man of God that God is pouring into your answers into them. He's pouring in all of the things that you're asking. The blessings is coming through. The head. Everybody needs a head. Every living creature needs a head to live. Who's your leader? Who's your head? Who do you call on? And don't say, well, I got two or three heads. A two or three head is something that's a monster. That's not of God. You got to be able to focus and find your book, but you must have a leader. You must have a head. Because you are, remember, a head of something. Somebody is looking up to you for the answers of life. And the world do not have the answers to give them. So if you are not full with the answers, full with the Word, then the answers you're giving them is destroying them. How can you be the leader of some big fortune company and you know nothing but what's going on in the world, nothing about the company, your people will fail. You will fail. But as you position yourself for success, remember that studying, reading the Word of God, it corrects you, it teaches you, it prepares you, it equips you to be ready for success in a daily life. Let reading the Word become part of your daily life. As we close, we're going to go through the next three real quickly. Faithful church attendance. The third is attending church on a weekly basis. Unfortunately, this has been Satan's target of attack for some time. Hebrews 10:25 tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. What? That's in the Word? The Bible tells us we must assemble together. Hebrews 10:25 tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Assembling is the Greek word, which means a gathering together in one place. Oh, it's the word for synagogue. Above all of that, church is the place that God has established to be the hub of his love, the hub of his grace, the hub of his forgiveness, the hub and the power to his world. It's the place where you can be ministered to, equipped for the work of the ministry, and be blessed, be a blessing to others at the same time. And then you must commit to tithing and giving. I believe that's important part to positioning yourself for success. Simply put, families that tithe and give life under an open window to heaven, according to Malachi 3, that doesn't mean that financial attack doesn't occur. It doesn't mean that at all. But there is something about a person who has a strong belief in the principle of tithing and giving. There is strength in even difficulties. You still find strength. When you set these people apart, you know something different about a tither, about a giver. It's amazing that God has laid out an amazing plan for your finances in his word. And I want you to know that it's a good plan. Again, we spoke about it. It's plans to prosper you and not to harm you, not even in your finances. But it's a plan to prosper you. And then our last one, as we close, is the subject to spiritual accountability. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Last but not least, as we close, being connected with fellow like-minded believers is a huge key for staying accountable in every area of your life for your success. In fact, if you're looking to be successful this year, and I know that you are, then get connected and stay accountable. It's vital to realize that you cannot succeed alone. January is one of the greatest times of the year. You can begin right now to position yourself for growth and for success for the whole year, regardless of what 2010 held for you. 2011 holds nothing but potentials, nothing but plans and promises. So look out for your potentials, your plans, and your promises. And all of God's promises are yes and amen. And all of God's promises are yes and amen. Have you met Jesus Christ? Have you repented of your sins today? Not, God, I'm sorry, but I mean to truly repent. God, I repent for not doing anything in my life today. God, I repent for the lies I've told today. God, I repent for saying one thing and doing another one today. God, I repent for giving my word and not holding up to it. We must repent of our sins, sisters and brothers. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to him. He is the greatest friend that you will ever have. And as you say these words, if you believe them in your heart, you will be born again. Jesus, come into my heart.
forgive me of all of my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. Oh, amen. If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. And behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You have a new way of thinking, a fresh start. Have you ever wondered how to get from under your burdens? You have a new way of thinking. You have a fresh start. Then the enemy's going to get you dressed up, and you're going to be on your way to do something that God has for you to do. And before you get there, he's going to stop you. You may get to your car, and he call you back in. And he's going to tell you, well, for this reason or that reason, don't go. You don't want to walk in church. You're a little bit late. You don't want to go over there. They're going to look at you when you walk in. Well, you don't have no one to go with you. Why are you going? Why won't you come back in the house? Well, you remember that show is coming on TV tonight. Well, you remember you said you was going to call that friend today. Instead of going there, why don't you call your friend and go out here? Why don't you just go to sleep? You know you didn't get your rest. Why don't you just go back into the office for a couple of hours? Why don't you call up that married friend? You know how good they make you feel when you're with them. You don't have to do anything wrong. Just be with them. Now that you know the attacks of the enemy, he wants to delay your future. He wants to delay your fresh start. Let him not hinder you today. Don't fall into those traps. Are you ready for a fresh start? I know that you are. I know that you're ready for a fresh start. Just reach out and grab it. Start reaching towards the mark. Turn away from the what's behind you. Leaving that behind you, and start pressing forward to your future, to your tomorrow. It's important that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ. I would love to hear from you. You can call me here on the Blog Talk Radio anytime we're broadcasting, 646-652-4916. Or you can reach me at Walk With Me God. At AOL.com. We can reach out at that point and get personal information where we can talk on the phone. If you need a Bible, any kind of material to help you on your walk with God, I'm here for you. Let's pray together. Let's pray over where God wants you to go and worship in your area. You have a brand new life with Jesus and a bright future filled with hope, filled with faith. All heaven is celebrating for you. Hallelujah. Your slate has been wiped clean. I don't care what you've done. You say, I'm waiting on, I'm just trying to get myself together, then I'm going to come to God. You can get yourself together to come to God because you don't know what you look like when you're together. But you come to God and he will put you together. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody needs to take that with them and hold on to it. You've been lied to. You've been deceived. You can't get yourself together. You come to God. He made you. He created you, and he knows what you look like together. He can make you whole. He can make you whole. Reach out to someone and let them know what God is doing for you. Understanding salvation to help you begin your new life with Jesus Christ. We're here for you. We want you to understand exactly what it is. Every step of the way, we're here with you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you're crying and you want to do the things that you used to do, God said, I'll never leave you. He's there. And we're here with you. You don't have to go through it alone. God is with you. we're going to come in just like we went out. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the listeners. And I thank you that they're just not hearing, but they're going to become doers of your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Become doers of your word. I thank you for my mother, Miss Annie Pearl Harwell. I do, Jesus. I thank you for her. I thank you for loving on her. I thank you for all of the things that you're doing through her. And we ask blessings over all the ones that are in bereavement. We ask blessings over all of the ones that are preachers and leaders and teachers and apostles and evangelists and prophets and prophetess that are just doing out there fighting. They're not turning to the left or to the right, but they're falling behind your righteousness and your righteous footsteps. And I thank you, Jesus, for all of the ones who heard the word and is starting right now. They're reaching out for their fresh start. And they feel different right now because it's the Holy Spirit. And we ask that everyone who is not, that you die today and get set free. That's what baptism is. Jesus said, God said do it, then we should do it. Even Jesus was baptized. Relent. Let him just wash you of that. Come up fresh. You get a better start. You get a better freshness about you. God bless you and keep you. And until we meet again, we thank you, God, for your word and what you've done through us. We honor your presence.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We honor your presence. We truly do. This is your servant, your sister, your friend, your aunt, your mother, Evangelist Von Dumas, coming from you from San Antonio, Texas. Beautiful weather outside. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and blessings to each and every one of you from the Tri-Anointed Women of Christ. This is the Tri-Anointed Ministries wishing you the best today and the best fresh future starting right now. We're here for you. God bless you. Bye-bye.